Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack. I'm Chris. I'm Bob Massa, and today I'll be reading from Consumer Reports. We're going to continue with an article I was reading the last time we talked about this, which is how to find a good mattress. And we were up to the point where it says where to shop and how. Choose a good store. Loving your mattress depends on not just the company that made the mattress, but also who sold it to you. After all, it's the retailer that guides you as you browse. Instead of hitting every showroom in your area, be picky. The more you go to, the more confusing it might be, says David Binky, CEO at mattress brand King Coil. Consider which type of store you'd like to shop in. In our 2023 mattress store survey, in which more than 6,000 CR members told us about their recent experiences, stores of all types received high scores in overall customer satisfaction. And see, you can see the top five stores from the survey at cr.org/mattress-stores. But your best bed source depends on your situation. If you're interested in a range of brands or don't know which brands you're interested in, try a furniture and mattress store or a mattress retail chain, both of which sell a variety of popular brands. The mattress retail chains also often have good inventory, so they're a logical choice if you need to buy one right away. The Original Mattress Factory was among the rare retailers in our survey to receive the topmost score for sales help, service, and customer support, says Martin Lachter, who leads our survey research on mattresses and mattress stores. For a more curated selection, you might consider the independent mattress retailers, where it's not unusual for the owners to be on the sales floor helping customers. Some retailers also manufacture their own mattresses, so you're not paying a third party. That's why I chose to buy my mattress at Charles P. Rogers in New York City, where I found my Innerspring, the Estate SE-GL. If you decide to go to this route, ask how long it might take for delivery. Some manufacturer-retailers may make their beds to order, so there might be a wait. If a particular brand appeals to you, go to the branded store, such as the Savatka Showroom or Casper Sleep Shop. That's your best place, to have all your product questions answered, and try that brand's offerings. You'll often find the best return policy there as well. Savatka rated a particularly high for sales-help service and customer support in our 2023 survey. Even if you choose a top retailer from CR's surveys, it's worth a quick scan of Google or Yelp reviews to get some insight on the best store and salesperson in your area. Johnny Morrison, who has sold mattresses in Pennsylvania retail stores for decades, says happy customers often shout out helpful salespeople in their reviews. If a name comes up consistently, ask for that person when you get to the store. Number two, narrow your options. Set yourself up for success at the store by wearing a comfortable top and pants, no dresses or skirts. Go in the morning because any mattress can feel good when you're tired at the end of the day. And take your mattress list and sleep partner with you. If you're starting out with a list of six, you'll want to whittle that down to three or four favorites quickly. So take a minute in the store with each one you're considering at the point you're simply figuring out whether you like the general feel. Is it fluffy, springy, soft, or firm enough for you? Does it seem substantial or flimsy? Do you sink in so much you feel stuck, or can you move about freely? If your first impression is, whew, cross that mattress off your list. That's why the showroom experience is invaluable, says Linda Klein, the president of Charles P. Rogers. If you don't love it there, you're unlikely to love it at home. Try the bed with your partner and see how much tossing and turning, motion transfer that is, you can feel. Sit on the edge to make sure you don't slide off. If your partner or pet hoards space, try lying on the perimeter as well. Good materials tend to be neatly tailored. A foam model's covering shouldn't sag or feel thin. A quality manufacturer won't display a sample with skipped stitching, uneven piping, or dents on the sides, says Carlitz at Bedding Industries of America. Note, the three or four mattresses that appeal the most to you, you'll revisit them in step three below. So, step three says, zero in on support and pressure relief. Once you've narrowed down the options, figure out which mattresses will keep your spine aligned while cushioning your pressure points. To do this, ask for a pillow, and the retailer should offer a disposable pillowcase, and spend at least 10 minutes on each contender, trying every position you sleep in. If the salesman's hover, let them know you'll grab them if you have some questions. Don't be shy. A good pro is trained to understand the importance of spending time on a mattress before buying it, says Jody Putnam, chief retail officer at Mattress Firm. Instead, do the following. And here they say, lie on your back. Your spine should feel comfortably neutral, with the lower back's natural curve supported but not strained, says Ahmad Radwin, a PhD, a physical therapy professor at New York's Utica University. Do your hips, knees, and shoulders feel nicely cradled? They should. Turn to each side. With the proper pillow filling the space between your head and shoulders, your neck and spine should feel comfortably aligned, not twisted or flexed. Your shoulders and hips should feel cushioned and not compressed. And finally, lie on your stomach if you must. Radwin advises avoiding sleeping on your stomach. It's bad for your neck. But if you can't help it, we think it's worth finding a mattress that minimizes harm. Skip the pillow. Make sure your spine isn't overarched and your belly and rib cage feel cushioned. If you're buying a mattress online, it's always better to buy in person, and many web-based brands now have showrooms or partner walk-in retailers. But if you live far away or you don't have time, buying online without trying the mattress at all may be the only way to go. Fortunately, online brands tend to have the most generous trial periods, ranging from a month to a year, and in many cases promise a full refund if you're not satisfied. Still, returns are a hassle, and while many brands say they'll recycle or donate the mattress, that's not always possible, and it ends up in a landfill. To avoid all this, explore the mattress in a box, as marked in our ratings. Many of these models come from companies that received excellent or very good scores in our 2023 mattress store survey for attributes such as service and web support. Members purchasing a mattress on Amazon were also generally pleased. Now let's talk about making the deal. According to an internal Mattress Firm survey, what worries people most when mattress shopping, in addition to making a poor choice, is overpaying. But recognizing a high-quality mattress and being familiar with what that costs puts you in a better position to know whether you're getting a fair shake. Remember, too, it's okay to go home and think about it and return when you're ready. So landing on a fair price, walk away from unhelpful salespeople. If they steer you toward a specific brand, they may be more focused on nabbing a larger commission than addressing your concerns. A helpful salesperson, says Putnam at Mattress Firm, will ask you questions to understand your sleep needs and budget, and then tie your answers to various products and various price points. And never buy a mattress that's not on sale. There is almost always a sale. The biggest events take place around President's Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, and Black Friday. But smaller sales happen throughout the year. Consider shopping at the end of the month as well. Depending on pay structure, store managers may need to hit sales goals and could be more open to a deal. And sales staffs may have a different pay structure as well. Just ask for a better price. Our 2023 Mattress Stores Winter Survey shows that the median amount saved when haggling was about $258. A third of those who haggle simply ask for a better price, and 61% of them received that. Mention that you saw a better deal elsewhere. If you have found a cheaper price online or elsewhere, say so. Our survey found that 69% who tried this got the sale price matched. And finally, say you'll shop around. Even if you haven't seen a better deal or bothered to look, mentioning browsing at other stores may spark a price drop. 63% of those who tried this tactic snagged a discount. So before you do the final thing, you say, here's another thought. Do you need these add-ons? They may be offered free or to entice you to pay extra. Here's one to say yes or no. Mattress encasement. This is a must. Choose a six-sided waterproof one to help protect from dust, spills, and stains. It will also prevent mildew that forms from sweat, says Philip Knobb, chief technology officer at the foam manufacturer FXI. Box spring. If you're using a standard steel bed frame, you need a box spring to support the mattress. Otherwise, you can put your mattress directly on your platform or slatted frame if that satisfies the condition of the warranty. And adjustable frame. If it's free, it's often bare bones, but you might want one that raises both your head and legs for lower back pressure relief. Independently moving slides paired with a split mattress can be helpful for raising a snoring partner's head. And finally, a mattress topper. This, in a twin size, is helpful if one partner prefers a softer feel than the other. It's also a fix for a new purchase that feels firmer than you expected. Contact customer service. They may send you one free or at a discount. Now, if you're buying a, I'm going to go through a couple of choices here in terms of brand and model. And we'll start with InnerSpring, and I'm going to give you the top five or six that they have rated. And in the InnerSpring category, number one is Avocado Green, 84 overall score. Followed by Denver Mattress, a Doctor's Choice Plush at 82 points, and Sleep Fresh Hybrid, 82, and Casper Original Hybrid, 82 overall score, and Charles B. Rogers Lifetime 8 Hybrid, 81 overall score, and then Parachute Echo Comfort, 81 overall score, followed by, and ending here, Ethan Allen, EA Signature Platinum Plus at 81 overall score. And from foam with scores in the 80 overall, we're going to start with the Estentia, E-S-S-E-N-T-I-A Stratum, 81 overall score. Earth of Foam Organic Medium, 81 overall score. Casper Original, 81. And then following on, Sleep on Latex, a pure green firm with a overall score of 80. Next, we're going to take an article here that's called Seven Hidden Fees and How to Avoid Them. And this was written by Lisa Gill. And she says all these extra costs tacked onto food deliveries, hotel rooms, and airline tickets really add up. And here's the way to pay less. Call it fee-flation. Americans are being slammed with hidden fees from almost every direction, forcing us to pay more for goods and services than we budgeted for. Fees lurk in our cable and mobile phone bills, are tacked onto airfares, hotel room rates, and car rentals, and are quietly levied on our checking accounts, to name just a handful. Individually, such fees can be modest and may not seem worth getting upset about, but together they add up. We spend more than $64 billion a year in junk fees, according to a White House analysis, more than $500 per household. To be sure, not all fees are a problem. What makes some junkier than others is that they should have been included in the advertised price, not sprung on you at the last minute. That's especially true of fees you can't avoid unless you abandon the purchase entirely, such as some airline fees. In other cases, says CR's Director of Financial Services Policy, Chuck Bell, a fee is problematic simply because it's excessive. Being charged $29 for overdrafting your checking account by $1 is a good example, he says. Junk fees make it difficult to comparison shop and increase the cost of things. With event tickets, for example, convenience and other fees can boost the final price by 20% or more. Fortunately, change may be coming. Spurred by the Biden administration, as well as CR advocates, the Federal Trade Commission, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the Federal Communications Commission, and other agencies have proposed rules that, if enacted, would limit a range of junk fees. At press time, the CFPB was expected to finalize a rule to limit fees for late credit card payments to no more than $8 or 25% of the minimum balance due, versus the $30 to $41 that credit card companies currently charge. The rule would take effect in the spring. The administration is also supporting the Junk Fee Prevention Act, which requires that the fees tacked on to concert and theater tickets, hotel resort fees, fees for families to sit together on airplanes, and others to be disclosed up front to consumers when they're shopping online. And here we highlight some of the most egregious fees and suggest ways to minimize or avoid them. Airlines, boarding fees, seat selection fees, and more. Airlines are aggressive players of the tacked-on cost game, asking travelers to pay extra to avoid every conceivable discomfort of air travel. Many, for example, charge $5 and up extra to choose a seat in advance to avoid being assigned one when you check in. Don't count on sitting with your family or friends unless you're willing to pay extra for everyone, says William J. McGee, a senior fellow for aviation and travel at the American Economic Liberties Project. The Junk Fee Prevention Act would require that airlines let families with young children sit together for free. Another opportunity to exact fees, early boarding. So you can beat the crowd and find room for your bag. Southwest charges begin at $30, United at $24, and Frontier up to $12. Even mundane requests can cost you. Checking in with a counter agent will set you back $25 at Frontier Airlines. At Spirit, printing out a boarding pass at an airline counter costs $25. First, know that some airlines don't charge all these fees. Southwest, for example, still allows you to check two bags for free. Alaska Air still lets you make free seat selections. Second, you can sometimes bypass fees by downloading on an airline's app to your smartphone. That way, your boarding pass will be on your phone. Finally, note that fees will often be more transparent if you book directly with an airline's website or through a travel agency rather than a third-party travel website such as Expedia or Orbitz, McGee says. And then we have restaurants and food delivery. Credit card processing, also known as swipe fees, kitchen and service fees. In the face of increasing costs, some restaurants are charging for things that used to be built into their menu price. Some charge a service fee or kitchen fee of around 5% to 20%, purportedly to help compensate back-of-house staff. That's in addition to the 15 to 20% tips that servers typically expect. Restaurants also increasingly charge a 1.5 to 3% fee for paying with a credit card, effectively passing on to you the processing fees they pay on those transactions. And if you're looking to have food delivered, you may be charged higher per item prices when you order through a third-party delivery service such as Uber Eats, Grubhub, or DoorDash. What to do, except in Maine, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Oklahoma, where it's illegal, restaurants can charge swipe fees, but they have to tell you that up front, says CR's Bell. If they don't, ask to have a fee waived or an equivalent discount. Food delivery fees, on the other hand, are hard to get around. The only way to possibly avoid the menu upcharges and service and delivery fees is to call in your order directly to the restaurant, pick it up yourself, and pay in cash. Then we have hotels. We got resort fees, destination fees. Once upon a time, a resort fees supposedly covered amenities that went above and beyond the basic services you expect from a hotel. Exclusive beach access, for example, a gym facility. These days, you generally have to pay these fees, which average about $25 a day, whether you use a fitness room or not. Many hotels in U.S. Tourist meccas like Las Vegas, Miami, and New York go further, charging what they call destination fees, merely for the privilege of booking a room. These fees can run around $50 a night on the top of the advertised room prices. And what to do? Complain, then negotiate. Request a full list of fees and ask to have them waived, or if the fees are fixed, for the room rate to be reduced by the same amount. To increase your chance of success, avoid paying in advance. Haggle before you check in and book directly with the hotel. They often won't budge on rates that you get through third-party booking websites, says McGee. Also, book through a travel agency who may have access to deals and discounts that are essentially offset the fees. Next, we have banking. And here they have account maintenance fees, ATM fees, insufficient funds fees, and overdraft fees. Some banks charge $5 to $35 a month for maintaining a checking or savings account. And many charge a fee if you withdraw cash from an out-of-network ATM. And the average is $4.73 per transaction, according to a 2023 bank rate study. Many banks also charge overdraft fees for allowing a check or other debit transaction to go through when you don't have enough funds to cover it. On the flip side, they may charge an insufficient funds, or NSF, fee when they instead decline a transaction on an overdrawn account. Both range from $19 to $38 per transaction. So what do you do? While ATM and account fees may not qualify as junk fees because it's reasonable for banks to charge for the services, what's clear is that they can be avoided. To avoid ATM fees, choose a bank with a lot of nearby in-network ATMs, or look for one that's part of a large ATM network such as Allpoint, Co-op, or MoneyPass, which are mainly used by online and community banks and credit unions. To figure out which network is best for you, use the ATM locator tool on the bank's website. And to avoid account fees, make sure you're enrolled in a type of account that suits your financial situation. Your bank may offer multiple checking account options, some that minimize fees if you maintain a sizable balance, and others that keep costs low if you don't. Another option is to switch banks. As with ATM fees, online banks and credit unions are likely to offer free or low-cost accounts. Switching may also be wise if you're being hit with hefty overdraft fees or NSF fees. Bank of America, Chase, and Wells Fargo have eliminated NSF fees. Citi has gotten rid of overdraft fees, and some online banks and credit unions have eliminated some of those fees too. And how about broadband, internet, and pay TV? Broadcast TV fees, regional sports fees, infrastructure fees, network enhancement fees, deregulated administration fees, technology service fees, and more. While some fees are mandated by the government, cable, internet, and satellite television bills are riff with company-imposed fees. These often include broadcast TV fees, regional sports fees, modem and router equipment fees, and infrastructure fees. These let providers advertise low monthly rates while actually charging customers much more. The Federal Communications Commission has proposed requiring providers to create a standardized label modeled on the familiar food nutrition label that would list prices, including fees, in a uniform way. So what to do? You call the company and threaten to cancel your service if it doesn't drop the company-imposed fees. If that doesn't work, keep in mind that millions of American households have cut the cord, opting to get their video programming from an internet streaming service such as Fubo, an over-the-air digital antenna, or both, rather than via traditional cable services. And then finally, we have payment apps, which use transfer fees. The peer-to-peer or P2P payment apps, Cash App, PayPal, or Venmo, charge a fee of between 0.5 and 1.75% of the transaction if you want incoming funds transferred to your bank account immediately rather than one in the 1 to 3 business days. Companies pass on these fees they get charged for instant transfers to customers, and it's not fair, says Ed Merkowitz, Senior Director of Federal Consumer Programs at U.S. Public Interest Research Group, known as PIRG. You should have immediate access to your money without penalty. You can have your money transferred to your bank account for free if you're willing to wait 1 to 3 business days for it. If you routinely need instant access to incoming P2P funds, however, consider using Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, which partners directly with banks and transfers money immediately for no charge. And finally, here's what CR said to the FTC, end junk fees now. Consumer Report advocates are urging the Federal Trade Commission to rein in junk fees, hidden fees, and optional fees, and everything from internet and cable pricing to hotel rooms, concert tickets, and bank accounts. These measures would require companies to clearly disclose optional fees so that consumers can understand and review them before deciding to purchase that product or service. Here's a few thoughts from a Road Report. And the first driver, they call this on the Toyota Tacoma. The 2024 Toyota Tacoma is available in 2-door extended cab and 4-door crew cab configurations with a choice of 5- and 6-foot beds and rear and front wheel drive. Most versions are powered by 278 horsepower, 2.4-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder engine, a 326 horsepower, 2.4-liter turbocharged hybrid 4-cylinder joins the line in spring of 2024. And CR's take is the new Tacoma has a better driving position and improved ride, a more comfortable interior, and peppier performance. Plus, it's quieter than the truck it replaces. Has a price range base of $31,500 to $52,100. And with a destination charge of $1,495. From Ask Our Experts, how often do I need to wash road salt off my car? Road salt, or a liquid version of it, used to melt snow and ice on roads across the U.S. If you drive on salted roads, your car may be covered with stuff. Salt accelerates corrosion and can impede safety-related equipment involving braking, steering, suspension, and fuel systems. It can also obscure headlights, taillights, and the sensors for automatic emergency braking. CR advises going monthly during snow season to a touchless car wash that cleans your whole car, including the undercarriage. And the vital statistic is $600, and that's the average cost to repair tire or wheel damage that can be caused by driving over a pothole. According to a AAA study of 2021 data, potholes form when ice melts, so the drivers should be especially careful in the spring. And finally, a recall from Acura Honda says American Honda Motor Cars recalling 250,000 vehicles approximately, including the 2015 to 2020 Acura TLX, 2016 to 2020 Acura MDX, 2016, 2018, and 2019 Honda Pilot, 2017 and 2019 Honda Ridgeline, and finally 2018 and 2019 Honda Odyssey because of a possible problem with connecting rod bearings, which are essential to engine operation. Recall vehicles' engines might not start or run properly and or could stall while driving. That's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack, and I've been reading from the March 2024 edition of Consumer Reports. I'm Bob Massa, and so long until the next time.